Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. A couple of weeks ago, Commissioner Weathers, we talked about the birthday of the Certified SC Grown Program. And this is a great program within the borders of South Carolina. It means so much more, not only within the state, but outside of the state.
Well, it does. We talk a lot about the links in the chain in this food system we have from our farmers to their final usage. And today we'll talk about food. It could be fiber or energy as well. But in that link, you've got the farmer at one end, you got the consumer at the other, and in between are retailers and buyers and wholesalers. And our Certified SC Grown, we have a retailers sort of merchandising group that works with all of these to try to facilitate more opportunities for our farmers.
This is really the peak time of year for this program because so much of it is centered around seafood and fruit and vegetables.
Well, it is that summer harvest, and you're right, the seafood as well. Even though it begins full force now, the farmers have been working with their buyers and retail managers many months to either build new relationships or improve others so that when the harvest season is here, the South Carolina produce and vegetables and other proteins get our space on these shelves. It's very competitive. So, again, what I call meeting season, which happens before planting season, our farmers, we have lots of meetings that we have retailers together along with our farmers, all designed around getting more opportunities to get the South Carolina products into the grocery aisle or other places, and at the same time supporting it with our merchandising program, working with those retailers. So it's quite a lot that goes on behind the scene, if you will.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's always direct to consumer, like through farmers markets and things like that.
That's right. And that's where our farmers get the greatest share of a retail value of their product. It just is more labor intensive and more management intensive. So there are many routes that farmers go. And this was some of the conversations I was having with some of our Beaufort farmers when I was on my last tour with farmers, just about what the different challenges represent. And we take that and try to do all we can to help them think through different strategies around marketing and merchandising opportunities, just so that we can move more product to South Carolina consumers, but as you pointed out earlier, up the East Coast as well, because the Northeast part of the United States is really the second most important market to some of our South Carolina farmers.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.